This is a special report on the University of Idaho Murders podcast, Four Killed for What?
I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for joining us. New York Times reporting this afternoon, the new search warrant papers outline the efforts that police have made to link the suspect, Brian Koberger, to the location of the crime. During the search, no firearms or other weapons were found. However, some new details have emerged. According to records that were revealed on Wednesday, shortly after the arrest of a student from a neighboring university in connection with the brutal death of the University of Idaho students, authorities took a number of things from the suspect's residence, the Brian Koberger's residence. These materials included a computer tower, potential hair strands, a disposable glove, and items that had red or brown stains on them. This in the new reporting from the New York Times. The official stated in the paperwork supporting the search request that one of the items included a collection of dark red spotting and that a pillow had a reddish brown stain. Additionally, receipts, mattress covers, and a dust container from a vacuum cleaner were all collected by investigators. According to the application for the search warrant, the rental house close to the campus where the four victims were discovered in November contained a significant amount of blood from the victims, including splatter and cast-off blood, which is the blood that's left behind when blood flies from a moving object. This was stated in the application. The investigators stated that they considered it was likely that any killer who was there at the scene would have had blood evidence on his body or on the clothing he was wearing. They stated that they had high hopes of finding some kind of proof in the apartment of the suspect and the materials. They did not discuss the outcomes of any tests that were conducted. The application for the search warrant submitted by the investigators stated that they hoped to find hair strands that could link the suspect, Brian Koberger, to the scene of the crime, either to the victims themselves or through a dog that was present at the house where the killings took place. The materials that were seized from Mr. Koberger's apartment included what the authorities referred to as a possible animal hair strand. According to the documents, the authorities also examined Mr. Koberger's office at Washington State University, where he was a graduate student and a teaching assistant, although they did not take anything with them when they searched his office. That's the latest developments reported by the New York Times this afternoon. The takeaways from this being the specific items that we've learned that were obtained by authorities, including the computer tower, potential hair strands, a disposable glove, and items that had red or brown stains, and items that included a collection of dark red spotting and a pillow that had a reddish brown stain to them. Many speculating, is there more evidence of DNA besides just the knife sheath? I think we may have just found the answer to that. That's the latest that we have for you. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our breaking updates and discussions on this case. My name is Tony Bruschi. You can follow me online on Twitter at Tony B Pod. Keep it here for more updates as we have them.
This is a special report on the University of Idaho Murders podcast, Four Killed for What?